50 years, WHJE Radio has been your local source for Greyhound football. Join John Perkins and Jesse Smith for the 2013 football season as they bring expert analysis straight to your dial. 91.3 WHJE Carmel.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the action here at HSC. I'm John Perkins alongside Jesse Smith. It's been a fantastic season so far for the Greyhounds and the Royals for that matter. Both teams coming in, they've won over six games. Carmel coming in here 6-3, HSC 7-2. All of HSC's games have been conference play, and a 5-2 for the Greyhounds in the MIC conference play as well. Both teams have come in here, and they've kind of started out. We've seen a lot of offensive possessions, a lot of penalties. Interception there for HSC, and then you go over to the other, two, both by Jack Conway. Jack Conway was able to intercept the first pass, give the ball back to Isaac James, and then the second interception from Jack Conway ran it in for the touchdown, 7-0 in favor of the Greyhounds. They're coming in here to HSC, and they're starting to put on a little bit of show here, getting rolling, but after a great run by Tyler Janey to convert for the first down, he's rolling, second and about seven.
And for a game that was so focused on the offense going into it, this has been a great defensive showing by both teams. Janey for the Royals comes back out under center with a second and seven from his own 23. He takes the snap, gives that one off to Hardy. Hardy dances to the outside. He's going to be spiraled down for about a gain of 1 or 2 yards there. So third down and manageable coming up. We've seen both teams get themselves into third down quite frequently tonight.
And again, they're always giving that ball to Hardy. He's got 145 carries coming into the game. He's played all the games so far. Again, over 800 yards on the ground. He's really the go-to guy. And that's kind of nice if you're a defensive player, because you're able to kind of target that halfback. You're able to target Hardy because you know that he's probably going to get that ball on first and second down. But third down, bear in mind, Tyler Janey's got an arm.
Janey from the shotgun has three wide out to his left. Hardy remains in the backfield. He looks over the middle, finds his man. He's going to be wrestled down by Zach Woods. Kind of stumbling there. A nice reception over the middle. Does not look like it's going to be awfully close to the first down at the 30-yard line there. And they're lining up right now as the first down. So that will move the chains. An impressive third down conversion by Hamilton Southeastern. And we'll be 11:07 remaining in the first half. First down and 10 from the 30-yard line.
Credit Kyle Scott there on the reception. He's listed as a defensive back, but the thing you got to watch with these HSC Royals is they really do play both sides of the ball, doubling as a receiver here. Initial hit was by Noah Burks, but wasn't able to wrap up. A little bit of a spin move there, so HSC is still rolling.
Under center from the strong eye formation. Janey takes the snap, hands that one off. Hardy, once again, he has some room upfield. He's going to be brought down at about the 38-yard line. He has himself a first down, gain of 12 on first. It's a very impressive job there by Hunter Hardy, and he brings it to about the 42-yard line. Now we finally start seeing the Royals offense start to show some fireworks. So first down officially will be at the 41-yard line as they move him back. Just a little bit there. Janey goes back under center. Same formation. Clock continues to tick here in the first quarter. 10:25 remaining in the first quarter. 7-0. They put a man in motion. Janey gets that one on Hardy. Left tackle again. Breaks the tackle up the sideline at midfield. He's going to be brought down at the 45-yard line. So, again, another first down there by Hunter Hardy. Two carries and over 20 yards rushing.
Again, when you've got a back like Hardy, it really opens things up for the pass. And you got to be mindful of that as a defense. When you're able to really get that running game going, you're able to move the ball forward, able to kind of hit those holes and really keep the defense on their toes, keep them reeling, if you will. That just opens up that defensive secondary for a talented quarterback in Tyler Janey. He's able to use the play action to his advantage. Watch out now. Maybe they're willing to take a shot here on first down, try to keep that defense off guard.
Same formation, one wide out to his left. Hardy is going to get the carry, that one up the middle, and he's going to be brought down after about a gain of a yard or two, so second and eight on the way here for the Hamilton Southeastern Royals. And like you said, we really haven't seen them try to go with any shots downfield as Janey heads over towards the sideline for additional signaling. We've seen a lot of huddles. This Greyhound defense is so used to going with the hurry-up offense, the mid-conference, a lot of hurry-up. but going with the huddles. Really the only time they've seen that so far this year was against Warren Central. So coming back out in the shotgun formation, second and nine from the 46-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds. He has three wideouts, two out to his left. Janey takes the snap, jets this one, left tackle. He has it himself. He tries to go 40-yard line, and he's going to be wrestled down at about the 38-yard line. So third and short coming up now for the Hamilton Southeastern Royals.
And when you really get rolling, it's hard for a defense to be able to recover. It's really hard for you to be able to even stop it. And you see now HSC beginning to pick up the pace here, trying to catch that defense on guard as Carmel's trying to make some switches here. Good read by Janey here to try to capitalize.
Third down and one here for Janey as he goes back under center. Three wide set, two out to his left. Hardy in the backfield. Janey keeps this one, tries to go up the middle himself, and he will have enough for the first down there, close to the 35, 36-yard line. Only had to get to the 37, so the chains will move and stop the clock at 9 minutes remaining in the first half. So Carmel still holding that 7-0 lead, but all of a sudden we see inch by inch and every moving of the chains. Hamilton Southeastern is getting himself in the ballgame.
And all it takes is one drive, Jesse. You're only down 7 points. You've got 8 minutes remaining here in the half. You've got an opportunity to put some points on the board before that half is over. Really milk the clock, too, to make it harder on Isaac James and that attack of the Greyhounds to be able to put anything up.
Janey under center, first down and 10 from the 36-yard line. Gets the carry, that one off the right tackle. He's going to be brought down at about the 30-yard line. Good run there. That one looked like to be Aaron Mateo. 8:24 remaining in the first half. That's going to bring up about a second and five.
Credit Aaron Mateo on that run going over the 300-yard mark on the ground. He's gotten 33 carries so far this season. But when you've got rushers, all of them over 300 yards, you're talking about Tyler Janey, the quarterback. He's tacked on 578. You got a guy like Mateo able to throw him in there. It's just another weapon in your arsenal.
Put a man in motion. He has two wide. They split the difference, but he keeps this one. Janey on the carry. He's going to try to get himself a first down, but brought down just short at the 27-yard line. So another third down on the way here for Hamilton Southeastern, but they're a perfect 3-for-3 on this drive.
And this is a tough decision here defensively. You're looking, obviously, to stop that run up the middle. Are you going to bring a linebacker off of that coverage there, trying to play that zone? You're going to bring him in with a quick blitz here, or you're going to keep him kind of spying here. You're going to open it up, become vulnerable to a slant or a pass over the middle.
Third down and one from the Carmel 27-yard line off the right hash. Janey under center with Mateo in the backfield. Keeps this one himself. Janey has enough for the first down across the 20-yard line. An impressive run there. Actually gains about 8 yards, only needed one. But they move the chains once again, are now in red zone territory.
And a lot of people think the work is only done in the backfield. It's only done by that quarterback and that halfback. But credit the guys in their trenches. They're the one making things happen. They're the ones opening up, getting on their blocks. It's a tough task to be able to switch from pass block to a run block to go back to the run block like that. HSC is really rolling. Carmel better get something going when we come back.
They are just good. They're the best. But the best just got better. The new WHJE sports team rolls out High School Game Day. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE every game day for a look at the day's matchup. WHJE Sports, taking you to the edge.
And obviously, we're trying to take you to the edge, but HSC is beginning to take the Greyhounds to the edge here. They're really creeping in on that red zone now. Credit Tyler Janey and that HSC arsenal, that attack coming forward now. You also got to give credit to that running game. They've done such a fantastic job. Janey's looking a lot like Isaac James. He's able to kind of take it himself, and he's also to dish it off to two very, very talented halfbacks. Look at Hardy. He's done such a nice job so far. Obviously, 851 yards coming in, and then Mateo coming in as well, over 300 yards. It is. They're doing such a nice job so far.
You also have to keep in consideration your number 15, Crockham, has had one carry so far tonight, but we haven't seen too much of him. Maybe we'll be calling his name later on. But under center, they put a man in motion, Janey. First down and 10 from the Carmel 19. Gives that one off. Hardy up the middle. Hardy's going to barrel his way across the 15-yard line, and that's going to bring up about a second and six. So already in that red zone, pounding in once again, really doing most of their work between the tackles, not really trying to dance it out to the perimeter too much as Hamilton Southeastern offense. So second down and six from the 15-yard line. 6:47 remaining here in the first half. Again, Carmel has a 7-0 lead after the second interception by Jack Conway, but he took the second one back to the house. So going back under center is Janey. Two wide set that split the difference. Hardy in the backfield. Janey takes the snap, hands that one back up to Hardy, cuts back across the middle of the field. And he's going to be leveled. He loses the football. And Carmel's going to be taking this one back. And Janey with a hard tackle. And what a job there. That one looks like Alex Akins on the recovery.
And what about Alex Akins? You got to give all the credit to him this season so far. First off, as a cornerback, he leads the team in tackles with 47 so far. And then you come in, and he's done a great job as well defensively. When you're talking about coverage as well, Alex Akins, now this is his second interception so far. Actually, excuse me, fumble recovery there, but that's his second turnover. What an incredible guy. You saw the ball pop out. Akins picking it up, able to take it back. So now we're looking at Isaac James, who's about to start another drive.
Isaac James comes out in the flex bone formation. They put Perkins in motion this time. James tries to keep it, still on his feet, dances to the outside, now on the right side of the field. He's going at midfield. It's a foot race towards the sideline. At the 35-yard line, James is going to be wrestled out of bounds at about the 27. And Isaac James showing up the wheels a lot on that run right there, finally breaking free without a penalty.
And you do the quick, yeah, exactly, Jesse. You do the quick backfield check. I know we were both looking there. Is there a flag on the ground? No, credit those big boys up top. Doing a good job with their blocking, not getting too much of that jersey, not taking anything away from Isaac James. Again, we say it so many times, but look at the vision of Isaac James, able to cut back and make something happen when his hole isn't opening for him. Here we go again.
Flex bone set here for James. Tries to go hard count, and this time they're going to hand that one up the middle. That one looks like Pascal, and Pascal gets right to about a gain of two, but hits a wall. Is not going anywhere. Second down and eight on the way. 6 minutes remaining in the first half. Carmel leads 7-0, but how about this momentum shift? We saw Hamilton Southeastern driving, trying to get inside the 10-yard line in the end goal situations, and just like that on the other end, at the 26-yard line, the Carmel Greyhounds have the football. So here comes Isaac James under center once again. Two wide set from the flex bone. They put Roberts in motion. He receives the pitch. Tries to race towards the sideline. He does. Stays in bounds. Dances back across the 20-yard line. Is going to be close to the first down, depending on the spot. He was brought down close to the 16-yard line.
And Isaac James is so deadly from the flex bone. He plays that Falcon position, again, almost parallel there to the A-back, which Chris Perkins plays. So they're able to kind of run that wing pitch around, run him outside, to get that sweep out to the outside. And I can't tell you how many plays Austin Roberts has had that have worked when they're able to give him the ball and he's able to make it out to the perimeter. And I know, obviously, we talk about his receiving game. Division I commit going to UCLA to play ball. Obviously, he's got everything made, but not only does he do an incredible job receiving, he comes in rushing as well. He's got 102 yards on the ground coming into this game. What can't he do?
That is the first down and 10 at the 16-yard line. James hands that one up the middle to Pascal. Pascal still spinning around, trying to get his way into the end zone. He's going to be brought down just short. But that's going to be another first down for the Carmel Greyhounds. First down and goal from the 1-yard line. Now, Shakir Pascal, welcome to the game.
And you look at a guy like Shakir Pascal, he doesn't just give you an extra effort, he gives you an extra effort. He is constantly moving those legs, constantly churning forward, shaking off tacklers like that. And that's the difference between a first and goal and a first and 10.
James goes back under center. They try to go right back to Pascal, and Pascal is going to finish what he started, and that will make it 13-0 Carmel Greyhounds off the 1-yard rushing touchdown by Shakir Pascal.
And I think the quick recap here is you look at a driving HSC team coming in, doing a fantastic job on the ground. They really were getting some things going, and I think the word to describe them is methodical. They weren't just running the ball. They were running it very, very well, and they were running it up almost in the same spot every time, but they were bringing it to the Greyhounds. And one fumble turns the tide. Obviously, Alex Akins recovering that fumble, able to take it all the way back, and then you give the ball to Isaac James. And again, with that Carmel rushing attack, he's able to do what HSC wasn't, cleans up HSC's mess in the way that HSC doesn't want it. And now you look at a guy like Adam Kramer who tacks on that extra point, 14-0 in favor of the Greyhounds, Jesse.
I think you also have to credit that rushing game of the Carmel Greyhounds, calling them methodical as well. A lot of different looks. You can go Perkins, you can go Roberts, you can go James, or you can go Pascal. Either way, it is going to be very tough to stop them. We'll be right back right after this quick message here with more Greyhound sectional action here on 91.3 WHJE.
The Carmel Greyhounds are back in action, and so is the WHJE sports team. But this year is better than ever. John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the same expertise with a new sense of style. We're taking this football season to the edge.
Yes, we are taking this football season to the edge, and we are back on the edge here in this game. 14-0 is the Carmel Greyhound lead, and they're just about ready to kick this one off back to Hamilton Southeastern with 5:06 remaining here in the first half, and a big swing of momentum off the last two possessions by both of these teams. So Kramer getting ready to kick this one away, has two touchbacks on the night. And back deep to return this one. You got to look for Chris Ford, as this one is going back in his direction. That one's going to stay in bounds. Ford will take it at the 4-yard line. Ford has some room to run across the middle of the field, and he will be wrestled down at about the 20-yard line. So no harm, no foul off that return for either side. 5 minutes remaining. We saw the last drive by Hamilton Southeastern. They took a lot of time off the clock.
They did. They did a fantastic job running that ball, but to no avail. And I think that's an important key right there. You can have a very, very good drive, a very productive drive, and yet if you don't get any points out of it, it's almost all or nothing. So now they've got to come out here. Mind you, the Greyhounds are getting the ball at the start of that second half. And so you give a guy like Tyler Janey, incredible rushing attack, 5 minutes to work. He can really drive that clock down there and even get into that red zone. We're looking at a score with only about 30 seconds left, possibly.
So Janey comes back into shotgun formation, two wide set, one on each side for him. He takes a snap, fakes a handoff, rolls out to his left. That's time to throw. Now the pressure's coming. He's trying to escape in his own backfield, running upfield. He's going to be brought down. Football is out, and the Carmel Greyhounds have jumped back on top of it. And that was a big hit laid down by Jack Conway. Once again, his third forced turnover of the night. And what field position coming up for the Carmel Greyhounds at the 26-yard line.
But give credit to Alex Akins again with phenomenal coverage here down the field on Chris Ford like we talked about before. Ford is that guy that they're going to go to. And you could tell Tyler Janey was looking at him all the way. Alex Akins having none of it. Janey fumbles the ball again, and so now the Greyhounds come out. They've got a chance to put up 21 points on the board. We haven't even hit that four-minute mark here in the second quarter.
Conway was there on the hit, but the initial hit was actually made by Sam Story, the linebacker who's been so productive all year for this Carmel Greyhound team. 37 tackles on the year to go along with 27 assists, so even when he's not the initial tackler, he's still going to be there on the play.
Exactly, what a team player Sam Story is, and again, another team play right there as Sam Story is able to recover that fumble and now give the ball back to his man, Isaac James.
Carmel Greyhounds with a chance to go up big here as James will be at the 13-yard line after a penalty tacks on a few more yards. Roberts moves in motion. They try to go up the middle, but just barely getting the handoff. Pascal is able to receive it. Second down and 10 on the way. So great run stop there by Hamilton Southeastern to start this drive and kind of set the tone. We're going to get a couple substitutions now. See who's coming out onto the field for Carmel Greyhounds. Colin Pearson checks in. He's going to be lined up in the slot as a wide receiver. James goes back into the pistol formation. Four wide set, three out to his right from the 15 on the left hash. James will look over towards the sideline once again. Pascal remaining in the backfield as the tailback. James puts Roberts in motion. They go option this time. They go up the middle. Pascal tries to dance around. He goes trying to get into the end zone, and he will. Shakir Pascal with a 15-yard touchdown run, and what a run by Shakir Pascal, making it 20-0.
You got to credit the boys upstairs for that play call right there. Have they not done a great job so far this game of really working that field? And if you really look down and analyze this play, here's what Isaac James had. He had an option there. He could have taken the ball to the left side of the field, but he had three defenders waiting for him. They were kind of spying him there, able to hand the ball off to Pascal, who goes off that right tackle, and he's in for the score.
Very impressive indeed. The second rushing touchdown of the night for Shakir Pascal. Adam Kramer with another point after a tenth. This one is up and good. 21-0. Perfect 3-for-3 night so far for Adam Kramer. Also had a very impressive punt. Adam Kramer's having himself quite a night. Is going to come back out for another kickoff opportunity. But Shakir Pascal, in a matter of a minute and a half, has himself 12 points, making it 14 with the two extra points from Kramer. We'll be right back with more Greyhound football on the edge.
The action. The sound. The pride. Tune in to 91.3 WHJE as John Perkins and Jesse Smith bring you the sound of the hounds. WHJE, your trusted source of Carmel football.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Carmel football action here on 91.3 WHJE. The score 21-0 in favor of the Greyhounds. They're here at HSC, really starting to get some things going. Jesse, take us to the field.
Adam Kramer is set to kick this one away after two touchdowns in about a minute and a half time by Shakir Paschal. Both of them obviously rushing touchdowns from him. Kramer set to kick this one away with a 21-0 lead. This one is way up and away. A booming kick will go into the end zone for the automatic touchback rule. Nothing going there for Chris Ford, not able to take that one back.
So if you're Tyro Janey here, you've got an offense that struggled. You've just turned the ball over three times this game yourself, two fumbles, and you've got two interceptions. So you've had a tough time so far as a quarterback. You're obviously the champion of the team. You're the captain. How do you come out now and really keep moving the ball forward? I think you got to go back to that drive where they were able to run the ball well. You got to keep incorporating your rushing backs. You got to get Hardy the ball. You got to get Mateo the ball. Let him do some things and really begin to put some pressure on that defense.
Janey goes back under center from his own 20-yard line, takes the snap. We'll hand that one up to Crockham. Crockham tries to dance back out to the outside. He's going to be pushed out of bounds close to the 30, actually the 28. He's going to be just short of that first down, second down and one coming up. But I think to add something, you know, he is the leader of this team. He is a junior. So he's going to have some more experience going into next year, but Janey's going to have to come back out here. If they can put up a score to make this a two-possession game before the end of the half while milking the clock and not giving the Greyhounds the ball back, I think that would be the perfect situation for them. Janey goes back under center, one tailback, has a tight end and one wideout out to his left. Takes a snap, tries to go back up the middle to the tailback. He tries to spin his way around. He has enough for the first down, only needed a yard. So across to the 28-yard line, excuse me, the 32-yard line, he's going to have himself the first down and 10. Clock will stop at 3:55 remaining in the first half.
And let's give Crockham some air time here. He, you know, he's done a fantastic job. Again, a senior coming, and he's kind of having to bail his team out. A lot of times that running back works as that position where when nothing else is working, you're going to give him the ball and see if he can get something going. Again, coming in here with 563 yards, he's really starting to get things going. Look for him to hit some holes and try to maybe gain 4 or 5 yards of carry.
High formation. Crockham will receive the pitch once again. He tries to dance to the outside. He stays in bounds depending on where they put him. He actually ends up on the track here as he heads over towards that sideline. A huge hit. And he's going to have himself about a gain of 6 yards up to about the 37-yard line with 3:31 remaining in the first half. Second and 5 on the way. Clock has stopped.
Big hit there from the linebacker with 25 tackles so far this season. Wade Murdoch really put a lick on him there at the end of the play. Again, like you said, Jesse, goes tumbling over there, but able to get back up, and now they're in the I formation.
Janey goes back under center. Second and 4 from his own 37-yard line off the left hash. Janey takes the snap, and Crockham once again is going to be wrestled down. And he lost the football once again. The Carmel Greyhounds are saying they have it. Initial hit made by Sam Story, and the Carmel Greyhounds had themselves another turnover. And that will be the 5th turnover of the evening in the first half for Hamilton Southeastern. And the Carmel Greyhounds are going to have some excellent field position at the 36-yard line.
You're just shaking your head there. You're just shaking your head if you're an HSC Royal right now. You've just given the ball up 5 times so far tonight. It's tough here. You're giving it up to the linebacking core. You're giving it up to the coverage team. You're giving it up to the defensive line. You got to be able to protect that ball more at all else. When you're running the ball, you've got to be able to protect it.
Four wide pistol formation set for James. Triple option on the way. Paschal hurdles his way over for a couple yards there. Second and 7 on the way. So three, 12 remaining in the first half. Second down looks to be from about the 34-yard line of Hamilton Southeastern. We've seen a lot more shotgun and pistol sets with Isaac James in the coming weeks. So James will go back out into that pistol formation. Paschal remains alone back in the backfield. Four wide set, 3 out to his left. They put a man in motion this time. Triple option. James is going to keep this one himself. Heads up field. He's still on his feet. He's going to be brought down at about the 25-yard line, and he's going to have enough for a first down. Clock will stop at 2:46. So trying to knock on the door of the red zone right now, the Hamilton Southeastern Royals. They are at the 25-yard line, lined up off that left hash. James looks to go back into the true shotgun. Four wide set, and they split the difference on the receivers. Look for Roberts lined up in the slot off that left side. Now they move into a pistol. Paschal remains in the backfield. James tries to go hard count here. Now looks over and at that sideline. Clock continues to run, 2:26 and counting remaining in the first half. Only has 2 seconds to work with here, and they're going to have to call a timeout. The second one by the Carmel Greyhounds of the first half. That's a good timeout right there, saving the 5 yards or a rushed play.
I think it's also important here. You got to take a look defensively here for HSC. You're going to recognize this name here, Crockham, right? Running back. But guess what? He also doubles as a linebacker here. Look at him, 62 tackles so far. He's leading the team in tackles. What can't the guy do?
So 2:21 remaining here in the first half, but that just goes to speak of the versatility and the athleticism of this kid right here. Coming back out onto the field, try to play in that linebacking position. Very impressive indeed. Not easy to do, especially with the fatigue factor. It's hard enough to play one side of the ball, but both. The Carmel Greyhounds come back out first down and 10 from their own, from the Hamilton Southeastern 25-yard line. They have a 3-score lead, and they move back into the flex bone. James under center. Let's see who they're going to put in motion. This time will be Perkins. Triple option once again. They go up the middle to Shakir Pascal. Pascal's going to have himself about a gain of 3 yards. And just the running style of Shakir Pascal, I think it's very rare that we ever see him lose yards. I don't think he's lost yards on a carry here in the last few games or so. At least always gaining one or two. This time gaining 3, 2nd and 7 on the way. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first half. They put Perkins in motion, but he's going to have to go back and reset as James looks over towards that sideline for additional signaling. Still plenty of time for him to work with. 10 seconds and counting on the play clock. They put Perkins in motion once again. They try to go up the middle. James keeps this one. Quarterback keeper trying to get his way to that first down, but he's going to be brought down short. So it looks like third down is on the way. Third down and short for Isaac James.
And the ability of Isaac James to make tacklers miss just adds so much versatility to your run. He's so agile, able to cut through those holes. But not even that, he's able to make guys miss and miss tackles. That's more yards.
Trying to go hurry up here from the flex bone. Perkins in motion will have to go back and reset. 1:10 remaining, and actually Perkins jogging off the field. Tobias Watkins will line up in his position. Now under center, James is going to try to hand that one up to Shakir Pascal, and the football is on the ground. That one will be a fumble with 1 minute remaining here. Let's see who came up with this one. And it looks like Pascal's able to recover this one on his own. Averting disaster here, but a fourth down coming up. And it looks like the field goal unit is coming out. Adam Kramer will be lining up for this one. Willing to let this one tick away. 15 seconds remaining on the play clock, 35 on the game clock. And this one, it will be about a 35-yard attempt for Adam Kramer. It's a little bit longer than we're used to seeing. 3 seconds left on the play clock. And it looks like we're going to get ourselves a timeout. That one will be the last one by the Carmel Greyhounds. Not wanting to rush anything with the snap and the hold here, giving Thomas Baldwin a little more breathing time.
You know, I'm totally for this. This is obviously the right decision to kick, put 3 points on the board as you're going into halftime. You're going to receive the ball after halftime. But there's that little bone in my body, Jesse, that would still like to see the Greyhounds come out and take a shot. I really would like them to do that. You think about it, they just almost self-iced their kicker, obviously giving both teams a little bit of time here. They want to make sure you get a good hold down, like you said. Give Thomas Baldwin that time to kind of think, kind of decompress before he has to go out there. But I think it would be cool to almost see them try to do a fake a little bit. You mix things up here. Obviously, it's not the smart decision. It's not the conventional decision. But, hey, it's kind of like one of those plays that when it's able to work, you praise the guy. When it doesn't, you know, it's kind of like your hero or zero.
And something to note here, the holder is Thomas Baldwin, one of the faster guys on the team as a wide receiver, has some good hands. Something to look out for. It's definitely worth noting in this situation, but 23 seconds remaining in the first half. Adam Kramer is going to line up for his 35-yard attempt off of that left hash. No wind, so not a factor in this kick for Kramer. The snap is good, the hold is good, the kick is up. And that one also looks to be good. And Adam Kramer tacks on 3 more to make it a 4-possession game, 24-0.
And check out the power behind that kick, too. It wasn't like Adam Kramer was struggling to get the distance. In fact, if anything, the kick was at the top of the goalpost. Nice kick by Kramer. Again, really filling into those shoes, becoming kind of that premier kicker that we've hoped to see him become. And so he tacks on three extra points. That's 24-0. The Greyhounds advance their lead again, but sounds like a lot of deja vu here. Can we think about this? 24-0. Jesse, what happened last time the Greyhounds were up 24-0?
Up 24-0 right before the end of the first half. And Ben Davis really start to get their offense moving. Crum ended up losing that game 28-24. But we're going to shift back to this game now. Hamilton Southeastern with 19.5 seconds remaining in the first half. Are you trying to go aggressive here, or are you just going to try to stop the bleeding before the end of the half?
I think you got to take that. We are not in the victory formation, Neil, but we need to make time run out. I think you take the knee here, go into halftime without anything else happening. You don't want to give the ball up to the Greyhounds here and give Kramer another opportunity to kick a field goal.
Kramer will go with the squib kick up the middle, a high bounce at about the 20-yard line. They're going to try to take this one back. He has some open field dancing around at about the 40-yard line, so 14 seconds remaining in the first half and some good field position for Hamilton Southeastern.
If you're HSC, you know, you're at the 40-yard line here. You got 14 seconds. I don't know if it's a bad decision here to maybe try to air it out to some of the perimeter, some of the sideline here, see if you can get it out to some of your big-time receivers, maybe try to get that ball out to Ford or Crockham, see if they can make a quick catch and step out of bounds. You might be able to work it up to about the 30-yard line. It'd be difficult here. They got some timeouts to work with as well. But it'd be a long field goal, but, hey, it might be worth that shot.
And Ford is a guy who averages over 16.5 yards per reception. Janie comes out. They're going aggressive. Five wide set. Three out to his left from his own 40-yard line. Blitz coming. Has to step up in the pocket. He goes over the middle, and he's able to make the reception. The clock will stop with 9.5 seconds remaining. And a great job able to corral that one in for Hamilton Southeastern. That one looks like Will Coudray. So the clock will start with the ball set. It does. 8 seconds. Janie takes the snap. This one under pressure, looking deep down the field, finds his man. That one looks to be Ford. Ford dancing around, and the clock is going to run out here on Hamilton Southeastern as he was trying to fight for a couple extra yards. But airing it out a little more here on those couple plays there might give Janie a little bit of momentum going into the second half.
And I think before we send it back to the station here, I think it's important to kind of take a look at that last little drive there. A lot of teams save their two-minute drill for, obviously, the last 2 minutes of the ball game. But when you see a team run the ball kind of hastily and keep the pace moving forward, so talk about a guy named Peyton Manning who's really tapped into that. We were able to keep a defense off guard. I think that might be a key to victory for the HSC Royals. Folks, when we come back, we're going to have second half action. Score 24-0 in favor of the guests. That is the Carmel Greyhounds. You've been listening, and hopefully we'll listen to 91.3 WHJE, the voice of the Greyhounds.